Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey yo, welcome back to Reliving the War, soldier. It's the 12th of July, 1999. Raw comes from Louisville, Kentucky, while Nitro's taking place in Jacksonville, Florida. This Reliving the War was recorded before my trip to Philadelphia, so I have no updates in regards to my Steve Blackman pilgrimage, but I'll keep you updated next week. Bash at the Beach took place last night, and we've got a new World Heavyweight Champion. Randy Savage is once again at the very top of the WCW mountain, but the Macho Man has his work cut out for him tonight on Nitro. More on that in just a moment. This week we have got two jam up guys. First, here's Chris Kelly. Chris took care of Serious Horseman business at the big event in New York City, and our guy got to meet Stacy Keibler, who we'll soon know is Miss Hancock. He also met Dean Malenko, Perry Saturn, Terry Runnels, and Tori Wilson. Great photos here from Chris. Terry Eubanks, meanwhile, attended a convention recently where he met Horseman Arn Anderson, Barry Windham, and Lex Luger. He also met Big Papa Pump, all while sporting his Saturday Ride Fever shirt, so incredible photos here from both Chris and Terry, and thanks very much guys for sending them in. I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Reliving the War. Mean Gene welcomes Randy Savage to the ring, and Macho says some people can accept it while others can't. Savage is the baddest dude on the planet because he's the World Heavyweight Champion. Mean Gene wonders why Team Madness isn't here, and Macho says he had to come out himself tonight because he's the boss. Last night, Sid was very vicious though, and all Macho had to do was look at Kevin Nash in the tag team match, and Big Sexy was hypnotized. When the chips were down, Macho got the job done, and tonight on Nitro, Savage is challenging anyone to step into the ring with the new heavyweight champ. The only person not allowed to face Randy though is Big Sexy, because Savage already has Nash's number, and that number is a big fat zero. Voodoo Child then plays in the arena, and look who's back, the one and only Hollywood Hulk Hogan. The crowd are going nuts for Hulk, but Randy isn't happy. He tells Mean Gene to get Hulk out of here, but Hogan steps inside the ropes, and it looks like Hulk's going to answer the Macho Man's challenge. Hulk makes sure that Randy said anybody. Macho says Hogan falls into the same category as Kevin Nash, so the offer isn't available to Hollywood. Hogan says the deal's already done, so Hulk will face Randy tonight in the Nitro main event. Randy quickly changes his tune. He says he just gave Hogan an easy way out, but Hulk didn't accept it. Randy never did like Hulk Hogan, so tonight the Hulkster will be beaten and he will be defeated. The promo ends with Hogan saying the Wolfpack NWOites are going to run wild on Savage in tonight's title match. So, will Hogan just march straight back into WCW and take the title away from someone who just won it 24 hours prior? Let's wait and see. WCW then air a new version of the Rap is Crap music video. The West Texas Rednecks are not in action tonight, seeing as WCW have no idea how to handle the great reaction they got last night at Bash at the Beach. So it appears that getting over with the fans has done Kurt Hennigan Company more harm than good. Vampiro makes his entrance for a match against Conan, and this is a match that really helped WCW fans realize how good Vampiro was in the ring, and it's all thanks to K-Dog really. Both these guys were insanely popular in Mexico, and even though there was some underlying heat between the two, they brought out the best in each other in what could be considered a game of one-upmanship. Conan said their professional animosity turned personal and they didn't really like each other, and I'd recommend checking out Conan's Keeping It 100 podcast if you want to learn more. He's even interviewed Vampiro in a few videos. Vampiro pulls off a Uranagi, but he misses a corkscrew aerial attack. Conan replies with his Ronin Lariat, and when Vampiro tries a Hurricane Rana, he ends up taking a powerbomb. Vampiro also takes a DDT, followed by the K-Factor Facebuster, but the match then goes to the outside where K-Dog gets a chair launched in his face. The referee calls for the bell, it's a DQ finish, but back in the ring, Vampiro pulls off a standing sidekick followed by a Michinoku driver just to send a message to his old rival. Next, Ernest Miller comes to the ring to talk some trash to these fans in Jacksonville, and he also rips into Buff Bagwell for his ridiculous boxing match last night at Bash at the Beach, totally oblivious to the fact that his kickboxing match from Nitro last week was equally as bad. Ernest says Judy Bagwell's a super heavyweight, so he can't fight Buff's mom tonight, so Bagwell comes to the ring and he tells Ernest to shut his mouth. Buff says Jacksonville wants to see Miller get his ass kicked. He says, "Don't sing it, bring it to the cat." And the cat says, "Alright then," and Bagwell gets jumped. When Bagwell fights back, Sonny Ono gets in the ring, and as Buff body slams Ono, Miller puts on his dancing shoe made of solid steel and sex appeal. Buff gets kicked in the head, Sonny counts to three, and Ernest dances over Bagwell's lifeless body before Nitro takes a commercial break. We could be looking at a Bagwell vs. Cat rivalry, ladies and gents, so strap yourselves in.
By the way, I want to say hi to my one little fan out there. Hello, Smokey, my cat.
A contract signing for the Fully Loaded main event kicks off Raw tonight. Nitro continues on with Ric Flair versus Dean Malenko. Steve Austin says his attorney's drawn up a contract based on what was discussed last week on Raw. If Austin beats The Undertaker, then Vince McMahon has to take himself away from TV, and if Austin loses, he won't challenge for the belt ever again. Stone Cold isn't even thinking about losing though. He wants Vince to come down to the ring so he can sign the contract, and Vince comes out in a wheelchair. Vince legitimately broke his tailbone and separated his pelvis when riding his motorcycle. He drove into a Volvo backing up on a driveway, and Vince decided he wasn't going to miss a day of work, so he comes out here in a wheelchair to talk about Fully Loaded. Steve calls Mr. McMahon pathetic. Jim Ross says this must be the Mercedes-Benz wheelchair that Vince is sitting in. Austin tells Vince to wrap his grubby little hand around the pen and write his stupid little name on the contract. And Vince says he was in a motorbike accident recently, but nothing was going to stop him from signing this contract. Stone Cold's like, "Fucking sign it then." McMahon doesn't trust Austin, so Vince wants Stone Cold to sign first, and Stone Cold isn't prepared to do it until he gets his Smoking Skull belt back. We have been here before, haven't we? Austin tells Vince to go get his belt or he'll shove the contract so far up McMahon's ass that Stone Cold will have to open Vince's mouth to sign it. And at that very moment, Kane's pyro goes off and the commentators are confused as to why Kane's making an appearance. But it's not the big red machine coming out to save Vince McMahon, it's The Undertaker. Stone Cold gets busted open after getting hit with the Smoking Skull belt. Vince watches on as the dead man annihilates Stone Cold beside the barrier and ring steps. Undertaker then fills McMahon's pen with Austin's blood, and Vince signs the contract for Fully Loaded. Undertaker vs. Steve Austin is now official with all these added stipulations. On Nitro, Flair orders security to remove Saturn and Benoit from ringside before our match takes place. Asia and Arn Anderson are allowed to stay though. Dean lights up Flair at the opening bell, and as the two go to the corner, Eric Bischoff says Kevin Nash has not arrived at the arena yet. Eric thinks Nash won't be happy with Hulk Hogan getting this title shot tonight. Malenko lays the boots in and Flair goes up and over the top turnbuckle. We then go to the outside where Arn Anderson hits Malenko with a clothesline. Dean gets up and he tries to ignore Anderson while refocusing on Rick, but as soon as Malenko gets the upper hand, Anderson attacks him once again. The enforcer gets in the ring to help Rick out and Charles Robinson completely ignores it. The match continues on with a back suplex from Flair. Malenko gets chopped in the corner before taking a low blow, and the Nature Boy sends Dino Machino to the mat with a vertical suplex. Flair goes for a pin and Dean kicks out. Malenko then tries to build some momentum, but Flair hits him with an inverted atomic drop. A backslide struggle sees Dean cover Rick, but Charles isn't going to count his hero's shoulders to the mat, so Dean takes it out on Flair and we see the Flair flop. Rick takes a suplex, Dean then pulls off a missile dropkick. Robinson gives a slow count, so Dean rams Rick into the referee when the Iceman finds himself in a sleeper hold. We have a second referee as Flair applies a figure four. Dean manages to turn Flair over and this forces Asia into the ring. Johnny Boone gets taken out by Asia as Charles Robinson wakes up, and Robinson ends up disqualifying Dean Malenko and he calls for the bell. Dean thought Flair just submitted. Flair and Anderson then beat Malenko up after the match, so it's another win for WCW's president on Monday Nitro. On Sunday Night Heat last night, Gangrel attacked Edge, meaning the days of the Broods fanging and banging are now over. rather than save Edge versus Gangrel for a pay-per-view, we've got these two squaring off next on Raw, while Sting has a few words for Ric Flair on Nitro. Jim Ross reveals that Austin's receiving stitches backstage as Gangrel gets kicked in the face. Gangrel takes a few mounted punches followed by a clothesline. We then see a baseball slide from Edge as the match goes to the outside. And Gangrel has no reply for Edge here as the Funky Vampire gets destroyed at the barrier. When the match gets in the ring, Edge jumps right into a sit-down powerbomb. He then gets wrecked in the corner before Gangrel pulls off a bulldog. Edge tries another high risk move, but Gangrel rolls through after a crossbody, and Edge then takes a DDT, but he won't stay down for a 3 count. Gangrel gets dropkicked right in the ass when going for a top rope move. He then takes a draping neckbreaker and a tornado DDT. Edge signals for the spear and Gangrel takes his former teammate's finishing move, but Edge doesn't cover Gangrel, and this leads to both men fighting on the entranceway. The match then ends when Edge gets sent down Gangrel's flaming entrance pit, which Jim Ross describes as a burning hole. A burning hole's what you get when you eat a dodgy curry, but either way, it's painful. So I guess that's a disqualification or a countout. Whatever the case, Edge isn't coming back. After the match, Jim Ross announces that Jesse the Body Ventura is returning to WWF. A press conference is scheduled and fans will soon find out what role Ventura is going to play at SummerSlam. On Nitro, Sting rushes down to the ring to save Dean Malenko from Ric Flair and Arn Anderson. Flair grabs a microphone and he tells Sting to get out of the building right now, and Sting says presidents mean nothing to the Icon. Flair's diamonds have lost their luster, Space Mountain's now on Viagra, and Sting says even 10 years ago the Nature Boy was trying to keep young guys down, giving examples such as Lex Luger, the Steiner Brothers, and Sting himself. Right now, Flair's the president of World Championship Wrestling, but again, that means nothing to the Stinger. Sting's embarrassed that he let Dean do all the talking over the past few weeks because Sting should have stepped up and made this challenge a long time ago. But Sting wants to control WCW, and he wants that control tonight on Nitro. Flair says his wife would like control, but Rick tells her what to do too. Flair's the one calling the shots, and Sting's not going to control anything. But Flair decides to throw the Icon a bone by giving him David Flair. If Sting can beat David tonight on Nitro, then he will get his opportunity to face Rick for ownership of the company. Sting says he's not above beating up David Flair to get at his dad, so the match gets officially booked. Sting vs. David Flair tonight on Nitro. X-Pac and Road Dogg cut a promo on Raw. On Nitro, it's Steve Regal vs. Billy Kidman. Before coming to the ring, X-Pac and Road Dogg tar and feather Hart Finkel for stooging off last week, but Road Dogg falls on his ass while X-Pac laughs at him. Looks like the Fink got the last laugh on this exchange. The two head to the ring and Pac says they'll defend the rights to the DX name until their last breath, and Road Dogg says he and X-Pac bleed neon green. I bet you any money you want they really don't, but Road Dogg says these two will always represent DX, and that's when, once again, the lights go out and Kane's music plays in the arena. X-Pac wants to know what's up, what's going on with Kane and The Undertaker. X-Pac's always been straight with Kane, but if the Big Red Machine wants to hang around with his brother, then Waltman wants nothing to do with it. Kane has to make a choice. Before Kane can make a decision, Triple H, China, and Billy Gunn, I'm a nice man, launch an attack. Kane ends up taking a Famouser while China and Triple H beat up Road Dogg and X-Pac. The Undertaker then rushes down to the ring and Billy gets wiped out. The ring clears to leave only the Brothers of Destruction inside the ropes, and no one knows what's going to happen. The two go face to face. The Undertaker says he won't ask Kane to choose, he had never asked him to choose, and the Dead Man then leaves the ring only to get followed out moments later by Kane. Kane looks back at DX, we still aren't sure what he's thinking here, but it looks like the Brothers of Destruction could very well be reunited. On Nitro, we have an interesting clash of wrestling styles as Kidman takes on Steve Regal. Kidman ended up wrestling a Regal match right here, and a fair portion of the bout was spent on the canvas. Regal gained control after Kidman was attacked on the outside by Finlay and Dave Taylor. From here, Regal stretched his opponent out in numerous ways, and he even utilized the surfboard stretch after we came back from commercial break. I couldn't stop laughing at this catapult because it's so rare to see someone take it without hitting a turnbuckle. But then Regal made the mistake of trying to powerbomb Kidman, and Billy tried to put Regal away with a few Hurricane Ranas and 3 consecutive dropkicks. In the end, the referee takes a bump and this allows Regal's buddies to get in the ring. Unfortunately, the plan backfires and Finlay hits Regal with a chair, causing even more tension between the Brits and the Irish. And after Kidman takes care of Regal's goons, he goes upstairs for the Shooting Star Press and he botches it. Bischoff gets in the ring, Kidman rolls up Regal, and Billy wins via pinfall, but do keep in mind that Bischoff had already taken off his headset before Kidman went to the top rope. This means Bischoff was always going to count the pinfall to end this match, so it's just a shame that Billy messed up his finishing move, which really wasn't like him at all. Some people believe it was intentional, but find me someone who would intentionally pull off a Shooting Star Press into the ring ropes. It looked pretty dangerous, and it also made Kidman look bad. Plus, you can clearly see Regal, Bischoff, and Kidman communicating with each other before the roll-up. Supply and Demand take on the Hardys next on Raw, plus we've got a Jeff Jarrett promo. On Nitro, Kenny Chaos takes on Sid Vicious. Matt and Jeff do not get an offer from the Godfather, but Darren Drozdov is offering anyone in the back an evening gown match tonight on Raw. We'll see that a little later on. Venus ends up in the wrong corner and he had a rough time trying to fight out. Jeff then summons his inner Valbuski, and this is long before the days of chicks going wild for Jeff, by the way. The crowd are pretty silent here. Venus answers with a corner clothesline followed by a blue thunderbomb, and when Godfather and Matt tag in, the Godfather takes everyone for a ride on the whole train. Godfather then hits the pimp drop, Val follows up with a money shot. We should have new tag team champions, but Michael Hayes interferes and it's a DQ finish. While Matt, Jeff, and Michael stand on the entranceway, the Acolytes run down to give them a beating, and it all ends with officials running down to break the teams up. Michael Cole then tries to get a word with the self-proclaimed real D-Generation X, and the trio says they're still being ripped off. Hunter says China and Billy are going to take care of X-Pac and Road Dogg at Fully Loaded. That tag team match is going to be for the DX name and DX licensing. But Hunter says Road Dogg and X-Pac are also going to get their asses kicked tonight on Raw. There's a six-man tag coming up soon, and Kane's supposed to team up with Waltman and Road Dogg. But Hunter thinks the boys are going to have a hard time pulling Kane's nose out of the Undertaker's ass. Double J comes down to the ring with Debra, and he says Debra's puppies are going to stay covered up until fans start showing him some respect. The glass shatters, Steve Austin runs down with a bandaged head, and he hits a stunner on Double J before taking the microphone. Austin says he wants a piece of The Undertaker tonight, he wants to fight the dead man later on with no rules and no referee, but then the Big Show appears, and Show tells Austin to think this over. The Undertaker's just recruited his little brother, and Austin's going to end up fighting two guys tonight that he can't beat. Big Show wants to get his hands on Kane and Taker just as bad as Stone Cold does, so Show wants a tag team match tonight where he'll team up with Stone Cold to do battle with the Brothers of Destruction. Austin agrees that this is the way to go, so that's our main event set for Raw tonight. Austin leaves the ring, Double J starts talking trash again, so Stone Cold runs down to hit another stunner before Raw takes a commercial break. The company continue to make their IC champion look like shit, and I really don't know why. But now we'll see if Kane's made his choice, and we'll see if he's on the same side as his big brother later tonight. Sid and Kenny Chaos had a 3-minute match that consisted of Sid destroying his opponent. Kenny got in a single kick during the whole match, a kick that Sid no-sold, by the way, kicker be kicking. And Van Hammer started crying in the back when Sid pulled off his finishing move, the Cobra Clutch Slam. Sid took the time to taunt the audience as Tony Schiavone says Chaos is pretty much paralyzed. The big man then locks in a camel clutch, and it ends with a choke slam and a very impressive powerbomb from Sid Vicious. After the match, Sid says he has no regret and no remorse for the things he does. The stars that tell Sid his destiny said that Sid Vicious must take out the man called Sting, so Sid challenges Sting to a fight before saying he's the master and ruler of the world. We are getting back to the murky days of WCW rivalries where one guy ends up in multiple feuds with no rivalry that really drives the superstar forward. You know, take Sting for example, he's got problems with Kevin Nash over the Hummer, he wants to control WCW so he's fighting David Flair in hopes of getting a match against Ric Flair, and now because Sid read his horoscope or whatever, he now wants a piece of the Stinger. Next up on Raw, it's the D-Generation X 6-man tag while WCW presents David Flair vs Sting, match of the year material. Kane's music plays for the third time this week and the Big Red Machine does not come out to compete in this match, so Triple H gives Road Dogg and X-Pac a way out. They can give up the DX name right now and walk away, or they can get their asses kicked in a 3-on-2 match. X-Pac says he's got two words for Triple H, and just before the bell rings, The Rock's music plays in the arena, and the Great One's going to team up with Road Dogg and X-Pac. By the way, on Sunday Night Heat, The Rock delivered his infamous My Name's Billy promo that many say destroyed Billy Gunn's solo push. I don't think it did really, because 1, the main event push still hadn't really started yet, and 2, Billy got pinned by Bradshaw last week, which already did a lot of damage. The Rock's promo sure didn't help matters though, and it's a case of The Rock getting more over at the expense of someone else. It's nothing new, and there's no reason why Billy couldn't come back from it. If you want to learn more about the promo, check out my Greatest Promos video that should have went live on the channel in the past week or so. As the Raw match begins, Jim Ross announces that a strap match has been signed for Fully Loaded, The Rock vs Triple H, and the winner of that match gets a WWF title shot at SummerSlam 99. China hits a low blow on Rocky and Triple H attacks the People's Champ on the outside. Billy then tries to get some payback for that Sunday Night Heat promo, but he misses a stinger splash and Rock delivers a DDT. Hunter breaks up the cover and Rock finds himself in a sleeper hold, and when Rock fights out, Triple H takes a Samoan drop. Road Dogg tags in, as does B.A. Billy Gunn. Triple H tries to lend Billy a hand, but this leads to one of the greatest dancey punches ever when China tries to offer her assistance too. Billy takes a pump-handled slam, China breaks the cover, so X-Pac runs in to hit a Bronco Buster on Badass, and this gets followed up with an X-Factor. The chaos in the ring clears up a little, and Rock's able to come in and hit a People's Elbow on Billy, leading to The Rock, James, and X-Pac winning this six-man tag match. Road Dogg and X-Pac didn't see a whole lot of action here, but the fans in Louisville still went crazy for the bout, and thumbs up to WWF for putting on longer matches this week. On Nitro, you already know how this match ends, so there's very little point in talking about it. The US title's also on the line, but it doesn't matter, it's going to end in disqualification and we all have to act surprised. David hits a few of his weak chops, and isn't it crazy that Ric Flair's son can't throw a decent chop? Sting isn't going to sell a single thing here, so he brings David to the corner before hitting a Stinger Splash, and it should be all over as Sting applies a Scorpion Deathlock. Lil Nate refuses to call for the bell even when David submits, so Robinson takes a death drop, and Sting then has to beat up both Arn Anderson and Ric Flair. Ric takes a power slam and a Stinger Splash. He tries to use Asia as a shield, and Sting doesn't really care all that much. We see another Stinger Splash, and that's how it ends. I'm not even sure if Sting won the match or if he's getting his opportunity against Ric at a later date, but I'm sure we'll find out soon. Fit Finlay gets presented with his Hardcore Championship trophy next on Nitro. On Raw, we've got Draws vs Al Snow, plus the Acolytes vs Mark Henry and D'Lo. Before our Raw matches, we see The Undertaker talking to Kane backstage, so that's all the proof we need, folks. Kane's walking on the dark side once again. Draws challenges anyone to an evening gown match tonight because he really enjoys wearing women's clothing, no judgment here, folks. And the man who answers the challenge is none other than Al Snow. Al says he'll be happy to wrestle right now as long as it's a hardcore evening gown match, and Draws agrees to this stipulation. Snow gets his gown caught underneath the ring steps, and this allows Draws to hit him with a bacon tray. Darren then goes to retrieve a table while Al Snow makes sure Shawn Michaels didn't rip him off earlier on. You don't call him Al Snow for nothing, ladies and gents. Draws clearly sees that gear, but he lets Al throw it in his face, and the two then share weapon shots both in and out of the ring. Snow takes a chair shot across the back, but he answers by grabbing Draws' balls with a pair of tongs. Snow then rips off Darren's evening gown, and Al wins this hardcore match on Raw. He decides he isn't through yet, and he puts Darren through a table. So Prince Albert gets some revenge for his buddy by hammering a railroad spike into Head's head. This greatly traumatizes Al Snow, and Al actually said on a recent interview that he thought the WWF were trying to kill the Head gimmick off by doing this due to the backlash it was receiving from parents and whatnot. Snow said Head was just like a vampire though, no matter how many times they tried to kill it, it would just come back to life again and Snow would just keep bringing it to TV. The scheduled D'Lo and Mark Henry vs Acolytes match gets called off due to Mark apparently having high blood pressure. Henry was excited to show off his new ring gear, but the doctor won't clear Mark to compete, and so the Acolytes come down still looking for a fight. Farouk says D'Lo and Henry are afraid of the Acolytes and that's why they ran away. Bradshaw says if no one shows up right now, then he and his partner will find someone in the back to beat up. And just as the Acolytes were walking back up the ramp, Hardcore Holly walks out to accept the challenge. Holly says he's the big shot, he's got the Acolyte's punk cards, he slaps Bradshaw across the face and he tries his best to beat up Farouk, but within no time at all, he's taken a double spinebuster in the ring followed by a ton of punches and a double powerbomb. On the outside, Bombastic Bob tries to fight back by kicking the ring steps into Farouk's face, but he's never going to overcome these odds. So he gets some unlikely help from one of his rivals, The Big Show. Show doesn't want to fight the Acolytes, he just wants to get Holly out of harm's way. So he kicks Bradshaw before carrying Holly back up the ramp. A dazed Bob Holly says he had the Acolytes beat. Big Show's like, yeah, sure you did, little buddy. Fit Finlay says he stands in the ring today representing Northern Ireland and I've never felt so noticed in my entire life. He says the Junkyard match was the most difficult match he's ever been in and I'd call it the shittest match you've ever been in, but anyway. Finlay says he, Regal and Taylor had a plan and it worked out perfectly. The other competitors were sent crying to the hospital and everyone found out what it takes to be a real tough man. Finlay then says Americans are spoiled with air conditioning, heating and Waffle House. And guys, I can confirm that we do have heating here in Northern Ireland and we don't need air conditioning because it's fucking freezing all the time. Finlay says he's tougher than titanium, he's meaner than a rattlesnake and no one can stand in his way. Just then, Jimmy Hart's First Family attack Finlay and the ring starts filling up with other guys involved in the Junkyard match last night. We've got a big old brawl here that ends with Jimmy Hart stealing the Hardcore Championship trophy and the First Family run back up the ramp holding Finlay's property. Jimmy Hart gets away while Finlay and company brawl with the First Family and that's how it ends folks, nothing more, nothing less.
You ever had sex? I have. It felt great. It felt so good when I did it with my penis. A girl let me do it. It literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Oh, hey.
Diamond Dallas Page vs Booker T is our Nitro semi-main event. On Raw, Tess faces the Mean Street Posse in a gauntlet match. We learn from some GTV footage that Stephanie and Joey Abs used to date each other, but Steph only went out with Joey for the sake of her brother. Bit weird, but okay. GTV also caught footage of Steve Blackman finding a Rapa's Crop CD in Tess' rental car, so Tess better watch out, there's a lethal weapon out to get him. Tess walks down to the ring for what's going to be the worst beating of his life and this gauntlet match starts off with the legendary Pete Gass representing the MSP. Unfortunately, he slipped when walking down to the ring and that no good Tess took advantage. Pete Gass gets thrown over the Spanish announce table and back in the ring, Tess delivers a seriously impressive elbow drop to eliminate Joey, but this match would have been over if Pete didn't slip on his way to the ring. Pete hits a low blow before leaving the ring and Rodgers lays in a few punches. All Test has to do here is hit a gut-wrench powerbomb and a pump handle power slam to eliminate another member of the Mean Street Posse, and Rodney would have won this match had he not been thinking about the welfare of Pete Gass. Stephanie's ex takes a shot next and he does a lot better than his teammates even if his neckbreaker wasn't very snug. Test gets pummeled in the corner and the big man manages to turn the tables pretty quickly, and when Test delivers a power slam, the boy wonder Shane McMahon runs down as the referee gets dragged out of the ring. The match has been thrown out, ladies and gents. Just as Tess begins fighting back, Steve Blackman appears at the entranceway. He's all fired up after spending last week in prison and he's pissed off that Tess received a West Texas Redneck CD from Ken Shamrock. Tess takes the mouthbug kick before Shamrock runs down to the ring with his stupid internal injuries. But don't worry guys, the fight goes to the outside and Shamrock gets dumped over the guardrail. Blackman and Shamrock fight in the audience as Steve's mission to destroy every Rapa's Crop CD continues. But back inside the ring, Tess continues to get destroyed by the Mean Street Posse. Rodney tries to pulmonize Tess and it doesn't look good at all. Fans are watching the ring and watching our main man Steve Blackman, so the reactions are all over the place. Stephanie McMahon then runs down to help her boyfriend and she ends up taking an accidental back elbow from Shane. Shane instantly shows remorse and he tells the posse to back off while he tends to his sister. The whole thing ends with Shane carrying Stephanie back up the ramp while praying she doesn't have a broken jaw. Backstage, Blackman and Shamrock continue their fight. A bunch of jobbers and Tracy Smothers rush over to attack Blackman because he was in all their cars looking through their CD collections. It looks like we're going to see a Steve Blackman versus Ken Shamrock match very soon and I can't wait. Who said 1999 was a bad year? On Nitro, Diamond Dallas Page told Booker T to bring his A game tonight, and he even sent Bigelow and Kenyon to the dressing room for this matchup. The crowd are pumped as Booker performs two arm drags and Dallas plays up to the audience, and Booker makes DDP pay a little more attention after hitting him with a dropkick. Dallas lures Booker to the outside so he can gain an advantage back inside the ropes. This doesn't work out too well, and Booker delivers a corner clothesline. Booker then looks for the Harlem sidekick, but he ends up tumbling to the outside. Dallas delivers a clothesline before the action returns to the ring, and just before commercial break, DDP hits a back suplex. We come back to see Page hit another diving clothesline, and DDP's now just playing with his opponent. He takes his time attacking Booker while remembering to talk a lot of trash. Booker does manage to dodge a back suplex, but he ends up taking a clothesline, and Dallas then cheats while applying an abdominal stretch. When Patrick catches Dallas, he kicks the shit out of him, but he also lets the match continue when DDP hits a low blow. Booker fights back after a long sleeper hold. He delivers a spinning back kick followed by his running forearm. DDP isn't out yet though, as he hits a DDT, and Dallas follows this up with a sit-down powerbomb. A fantastic match right here, ladies and gents. Unfortunately, it ends with a referee bump and Kenyon shows up after Booker delivers his axe kick. Booker takes a flatliner, he still manages to kick out of Page's cover. He hits a Harlem sidekick that missed by a mile, but no worries, Kenyon has a big bag of HBK's Booger Sugar. Kenyon tries to throw it at Booker, but the plan backfires, and that's when Bam Bam Bigelow runs down and the referee's had enough. It's another DQ finish. Nick Patrick gets taken out, Booker takes the Asbury Park Cutter, the Jersey Triad then tie Booker to the ropes and they continue their attack. The NWOB team are watching this happen backstage and the guys are all laughing at Booker, well, everyone except Stevie Ray. Stevie decides to run down to the ring and the Jersey Triad get out of Dodge, and this time it seems like Stevie actually wants to help his brother out and not recruit him into the NWO Black and White. The crowd chant Harlem Heat as Stevie unties Booker, so maybe, hopefully, the boys are going to tag up again very soon. The Undertaker says he and his brother are together as one because blood's thicker than water. And speaking of blood, The Undertaker's gonna bust Austin wide open and fully loaded, and he shows how hard he is by punching an innocent locker. The locker was just minding its own business. The Raw main event features the Brothers of Destruction taking on Steve Austin and The Big Show. On Nitro, Hollywood Hogan challenges Randy Savage for the World Heavyweight title. Kane carries a giant wrench to the ring, a weapon The Big Show used on the Big Red Machine last night on Heat. He tries to use it when Show makes his entrance, but he's unsuccessful, and the Phenom tells his brother to take care of Show when Austin's music plays in the arena. Austin and Undertaker fight at the entrance stage while Kane and Show fight at the commentary table. Austin gets kicked off the stage, but he manages to shake it off and he fights back while on the floor, so we've got action all over the arena tonight in the Raw's War main event. Taker tries to choke Austin beside the ramp, but Stone Cold hits a low blow. Stone Cold and Undertaker eventually make it to the ring, but we've still got Kane and Big Show brawling on the outside. Austin hits a Luthes press and an elbow drop as the chaos continues, and Stone Cold tries to remove a top turnbuckle pad, but he has no luck. That sucker must be tied pretty tight. Kane and Big Show get a chance to fight in the ring when Undertaker and Austin fight at the announce table. The two men get back inside the ropes where the Big Show chokeslams Kane. This makes Kane leave the ring so Austin and Show can take a few shots at the dead man, but Kane grabs that giant wrench again and the Big Show takes a shot across the back. Austin misses a leapfrog body guillotine, but moments later he goes for a stunner. Unfortunately, The Undertaker counters it and Kane performs a chokeslam on the WWF champion. Big Show saves the match. Undertaker and Austin fight on the outside again. Undertaker tries to bust Stone Cold open with a steel chair, but the Rattlesnake dodges it. The dead man is able to reopen the cut from earlier on when the two get back in the ring, but Stone Cold still wins the match after Undertaker and Big Show get sent to the outside. Kane takes a Stone Cold Stunner and the match ends via pinfall, but The Undertaker still looks pretty pleased with the damage he's done tonight on Raw. If Austin ends up like this at Fully Loaded, then the Dead Man will be WWF Champion once again. On Nitro, we go back in time, Randy Savage vs Hulk Hogan. The Hulkster's looking pretty big tonight as he steps in the ring with his old frenemy, and the action starts with a rake to the eyes from Macho followed by two punches and another rake to the eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 punches from Randy get followed up with a choke, but Hogan comes back with 2 punches and Randy takes a break on the outside. A dire beginning to this match. Miss Madness and Medusa have a meeting of the minds while Savage walks around the outside of the ring. This makes the two women argue and they end up fighting with each other. This really seems to be out of nowhere, but we could be witnessing the end of Team Madness as both women get escorted to the back. Medusa in particular is making things pretty difficult for the security team. Three punches from Hogan get followed up with an eye rake and a back rake. We're getting spoiled now, ladies and gents. Two more punches from Hulk. Savage gets his head rammed into the top turnbuckle. We then see mounted punches from Hollywood, and Hogan takes a bite out of Macho before delivering, you guessed it, more punches. Things do get more spicy with a clothesline, but then we go right back to the right hands. Savage gets launched into the ropes, but he stops Hogan's attack with a kick. We are yet to see a wrestling move in this match as the two fight on the outside, and Hulk then uses a steel chair on Macho. The shots were okay for Hulk Hogan standards. When Savage gets attacked at the commentary table, Bischoff tells Macho that he sucks. Hogan then tries to use his weight belt, but Macho uses Gorgeous George as a shield. We go inside the ring where Savage takes the belt and Hogan gets whipped, and a Hogan chomp breaks out as Savage uses the belt to choke Wood from the hood out. We see three chokes in total here before Savage goes back to whipping Hogan. When Hulk tries to fight back, he takes a low blow. Randy finally gets tired of using the belt, and look, a body slam, my god. And Macho goes up for the elbow drop, but he misses. Hogan hulks up, the crowd goes crazy, Randy takes the big boot before Hogan signals for the leg drop, but Sid Vicious ends up interfering and the referee doesn't call for the bell. Bischoff says Hogan actually asked for an ODQ match, which was news to everyone watching at home, but I guess the chair shots and the belt shots would have been a DQ anyway. Never mind all that though, Sting runs down to help Hollywood Hogan and Sid gets removed from the ring. Savage wraps a chain around his hand and Hulk takes a shot to the head, but Kevin Nash runs down to pull the referee out and the world champion takes a jackknife. The referee wakes up as Hogan covers Savage, and Hollywood Hogan is our new WCW World Heavyweight Champion. Absolutely unbelievable. Eric Bischoff sounds like Vince McMahon creaming over Shawn Michaels in 1996 as he talks about the crowd going crazy for Hulk, but to be fair, the crowd are on their feet. There's no time for Hulk to celebrate though, as Kevin Nash lays out a challenge. Nash welcomes Hulk back, but he also says he's now handed Hogan the world belt twice. Nash thought it was safe to go back in the water, but he just realized the shark has came back to the tank. Kev's sick of being screwed around and he wants to face Hogan for the world belt, only this time there's gonna be no finger poke of doom and no shenanigans. Hogan versus Nash needs to happen again, but this time the outcome's gonna be very different. Hollywood accepts, so we're going to see Hogan vs. Nash at Road Wild 99. Before Nitro goes off the air, Eric Bischoff confirms that Sting vs. Ric Flair for control of WCW will happen next week on Nitro, so the landscape of World Championship Wrestling could change again very soon. I'm calling it a tie this week. Nitro had the best match, Booker T vs. DDP. In the return of Hollywood Hogan may have been the same old Hogan nonsense, but the crowd absolutely loved it. The main event match was painful to watch though, and that's why I can't give the win to Nitro. Raw had a better main event match, a good story getting built once again featuring Steve Austin, but the rest of the show wasn't all that good. The six-man tag was alright and it was good to see longer matches again on Raw after the past few weeks, but really no show was better than the other this week in my opinion. I can't really recommend one over the other. This means we have now got 20 ties on the board, Raw's got 99 points and Nitro's got 73. In the TV ratings, Raw won with a 5.9, Nitro scored a 3.4. The return of Hulk Hogan has no effect on WCW's decline in ratings moving forward. Next week on Raw, tensions rise between The Undertaker and Triple H as Hunter tries to get the fully loaded main event changed. An infamous storyline begins featuring the Big Boss Man and Al Snow, and The Rock has a one-on-one match with BA Billy Gunn. On Nitro, Dennis Rodman makes his return to WCW, we've got the aforementioned Sting vs. Ric Flair match for control of the company, and Hollywood Hogan defends his world belt against Sid Vicious. I'll see you all next week, thank you once again for watching Reliving the War, and please take care.